Welcome to Holy Thursday, the Mass of the Lord's Supper. I wanted you to think about two questions as we talk through this. One is, who is it that you serve? And who is it that you follow? This is the Lord's Supper reading from John's Gospel. It's interesting that we don't actually sit at table and have the breaking of the bread in his Last Supper reading. I read a commentary that was kind of, I thought, funny. John didn't include it because it's already in four other places, so why repeat it? So here we are. He gave us one incredible example of serving him and serving each other in the washing of the feet. Why is this such a significance that took place for the disciples at that time? You got to think about the era that they were in. Kings were in control. There was hierarchy. Even inside the temple and the Sadducees and the Pharisees, and you have all of the leadership. Leadership was huge, and that hierarchy was huge. Washing of a person's feet was only meant for a slave, not even a servant. And here Jesus bends down to wash the feet of the disciples in the most humble way to teach us to serve and be with each other, to serve him and to follow him. Now I want to talk a little bit about Judas and Peter, because I beg to state that those two had the same opportunities throughout. Both of them were chosen by Jesus to be a disciple. Both of them were with Jesus as he performed the miracles. They saw the water turned to wine. They saw the blind man healed. They saw the dead raised from the dead. Both of them saw this. Both of them had the same opportunity. Judas was a kind of an introvert, an inward person. He didn't share outside. He had a vision of what the Messiah was going to be, was going to come in. There was a lot of people that had that vision of Jesus was going to come in on this white horse, armored and a warrior, take out the Roman leadership and give them freedom again. That's not who Jesus was. Judas had his idea of how he wanted it to be. And he didn't converse, he didn't come back to Jesus to discuss it, he didn't talk through it. He had his way that he wanted to do it. He ended up stealing from the treasury, he ended up betraying Jesus and selling him for 30 pieces of silver. Peter, on the other hand, again, same opportunities, but what did Peter do? Let's start right there when he was called by Jesus on the boat, and the miracle of the fish that he caught. What was Peter's response when he caught those fish and he realized who was with him? He fell to his knees and he said, "Lord, go away from me. I am a sinful man. I don't deserve you to be in my presence." He repented. He knew he was a sinful man, and he went to Jesus to receive that repentance. And the most powerful part of Peter was he denied Jesus. Terrible, terrible thing. Three times. Jesus told him he was going to do it. "No way, Lord, I'm never going to do that." But did he lose his faith? Did he lose his belief in Jesus? He did not. And he was given the ability to be redeemed through his own repentance. Jesus asked him, "Do you love me?" after he rose from the dead. "Do you love me? Do you love me?" And Peter couldn't quite understand in those words, why is he asking me this so many times? "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Peter turned back to the Lord and received his forgiveness, his mercy, his grace, and had the opportunity and took it and became our first pope. So again, I ask, who do you choose to serve? Who do you choose to follow? Because Jesus Christ wants all of us, each and every one of us, to be with him, to follow him, and no matter what we do, turn back to him when we have fallen. And then he gives us the body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist that we can receive for the rest of our lives, and we've been receiving for 2,000 years, and he brings that through our beloved priest every single time Mass is prayed, so we can have his strength, his glory, and his love in us, so we can go out that door to serve him and to follow him. Amen.